All right, we're back. Dalen Keefe, Rob Bradford, Ryan Hannibal, and a former co-worker of Michael Irvin, Courtney Fallon. What a great timing this is.
This is great. Let's hope that Irv, when he comes on the line, he remembers me.
Yeah,
he will.
He's on the line right now.
Michael Irvin, how are you doing? Welcome to WBEF.
What's going on, Michael? How you doing? Happy Thanksgiving.
I'm doing okay, guys. That was a rough one yesterday. That was a tough one. It was a hard game to watch.
Well, okay. So when you have a game like this, how do you feel like Jerry Jones is going to act after the game? We know that Jerry Jones, what he said after the Patriots game, they show him getting out of his seat up in the box and getting ready to walk down to the locker room. Did you kind of feel like, oh, okay, I do not want to be Jason Garrett right now? What was your feeling? How did you feel Jerry Jones handled that?
Jerry's, for me, it's a lot like the owner you guys have up there, Rob Kraft. He's a great man, And always, what I measure that by is a guy, he always wants what's best for the people that he is around. You know, and he'll give people opportunities, give them second chances, and he wants the story to end well. So when I see, I knew he was upset after the New England game because there was a great opportunity there. You know, you beat a team like New England, people forget about you lost to New Jets. You know, it's just the reality of it. You know, and I've been there. I went through that when we were here in the 90s, that you're that measuring stick for every team. But then after that loss yesterday, I'm sure Jerry probably knows somewhere in the back of his mind, albeit unless a miracle happens, he's going to have to part ways with the guy that he really cares about. And he got emotional. And people have said, I don't have a problem with that. I like that the human side of you comes through even in tough situations. I want you to be able to do what you have to do in a tough situation, makes the tough calls and all of that. But I don't want to know that it's the easy thing for you to do, because then I'm saying you're void of emotions and void of feelings, and we call that narcissistic in this world. You know, that's a sickness, I believe. So to see him vacillate from that angry place after losing to New England to this emotional place, because he's realizing what probably will have to happen after the season if he part ways with somebody he's emotionally connected with. Hey, I understand that. I totally understand that.
Irv, the pulse of the Cowboys organization currently, a couple of weeks ago, you had everyone, the naysayers and everyone, talking about the Cowboys Super Bowl it's imminent. And then a couple roller coasters, you know, 2 weeks later. How has kind of like the tone changed down there? And, you know, I mean, I know that that Jerry Jones had come out vehemently on Good Morning Football a couple days ago and said that this was my guy and he's got to win the division and win games in order to keep his job. Do you think that has changed somewhat in the last 12 hours?
No, you still have to win, and that's just the bottom line. Now, what makes this difficult is, you know, everybody is so upset and emotional that they want to change now. And it isn't true to make a change now, because the reality is you're still in first place in the East. And I've been telling people, you know, you got to try to, first of all, get in the dance. You never know what happens when you get in the dance. These things can click. Well, it did in 08 with Kurt Warner and the Cardinals. They had lost 7 games that season. They were 9-7, got into the playoffs. 4 of the teams they lost to were playoff teams, and they beat those teams in the playoffs because it started clicking and they got it. Now, I mean, you know, the odds of that happening are obviously rare. That's why you got to go all the way back to 08 to pull it out and extrapolate it from a situation that happened, actually. So, but those are really rare. But I don't think he should make a coaching change right now either, because anything, any more of a disruption than what you have, you may drop too many games and lose the first place that you have in the NFC East right now. So it's just a tough situation when you watch it, because you figure there's talent on the football team, but it's not translating into wins on the football field. So then a lot of people start saying, oh, let's make that the coach's issue. Quite honestly, I have always said, I think You got to have enough dogs on your team. I mean, just flat out dogs. People that don't, they're not in the NFL because they like the lifestyle of the NFL. They're in the NFL because it is their life, period. And for Michael Bennett to be the one that's making the most noise and the last one to get in, but the first one to cry out, that kind of indicates an issue with the depth of love that you have in the locker room for this game.
Mike, I have a question about the Cowboys offense when you watch them. Do you feel like that they are sort of over-relying on Dak Prescott? And, you know, I just watched in the Patriots game a couple weeks ago, it seems like, you know, Elliott would run for 7 yards on first down, and then it's pass, punt. To me, when you have a guy like Elliott, I feel like he should be more involved in the offense. Is that something that you see watching the Cowboys games up close?
When we, it was off-season. We were at a high school football game, and Jerry and I was watching his grandson play, and we were talking about these same things. You know, Kellen Moore taking over, and we were going to be doing more things in the passing game. And I said, Jerry, that sounds great, man. I said, but all that you're talking about the rims, you're talking about tinted windows, you're talking about the music system, you know, you're talking about all the decoration on the car. The damn motor is Ezekiel Elliott. Don't change the motor. Don't mess with how the car drives. You know, and yes, I do believe that they have done that. They have started messing with how the car drives by trying to make all of these extra things the main thing. The main thing has to be the run game. You're built for that. And even sometimes you go get 6-7 yards on the first down. Let's just pile it back in there again. When Dallas played New England a couple weeks ago, in that first quarter, I felt like, you know, okay, it's a monsoon. You got receivers out in New England. Bill Belichick set a mindset for his players. And it was like he said, we're just going to run. Whatever happened, we're 1 yard, we're 3 yards, we're going to run. We're going to show them that we are going to break them. And I felt it, even watching it on TV, I was like, wow. He felt like a boxer just kept body blows. And you don't see the effect right now. But, boy, in that third and fourth and fifth round, or that second, third, and fourth quarter, you will see the effects of these body blows. The Cowboys have to get back to just throwing body blows. Stop trying to dazzle. Stop trying to be cute. Just say, I'm body blowing your butt to death like New England did them.
I love it. Michael Irvin, thanks so much. And you know what? Go give someone some body blows. Feels like you want to go to the gym, knock out like 10 reps to 300, right? Because I know that's what you do, right? After Thanksgiving. So just go get your frustrations
out. Right. I am going in the gym right after we get off the phone. I don't know how you pulled that out.
Because I know.
He knows.
I know.
Bradford knows, man.
These weeks right now,
I know.
I got to do something.
I know. I can tell the frustration.
I got Miami losing to FIU. I got the Cowboys losing everywhere. I don't know. It's been a rough year for me when we talk football, man. So I just gotta go take it out on the weight.
There is no better remedy than 800 curls.
Manny Diaz, we trust them. Yeah. It's all about the year. Well, they are in good hands.
Michael, hey, thanks so much, and I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. And the guys will talk to you next week.
Okay, guys, let me say happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Also, I appreciate you guys and everything, and God bless everybody.
All right, we appreciate you. Michael Irvin. And by the way, Michael Irvin is brought to you by our great friends at Anderson Windows Dealers and Botello Lumber, and by the VA, New England Healthcare System, and New England Honda Dealers, driven by the award-winning 2019 Honda CR-V. Michael Irvin, good stuff. People nationally are going to take what he said about the new Dallas Cowboys and run with it.